Welcome to the America's Got Talent AfterBuzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 8. We've got a couple things here for you tonight. We're going to discuss all the judge cuts, some news, and our six that we would pick to move on. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It is in my blood.
Oh, yeah.
The first second I was like, who? And then I saw it, but yeah.
All right, guys. Well, welcome. We are streaming live, and I am your host, Sean Paul Payton. We have our new co-host today.
Hey, guys. I'm Justine. Nice to meet you guys. I mean, I met you guys today, but now we're all one. We got to hang out, watch the show. And it's a good one.
It's a good one, and I'm Joseph Shepherd, guys.
All right. So, we had an amazing show tonight. The acts, you can tell that auditions are over. We are down to the judge cuts, and people are bringing their best. Guys, what did you think overall?
They were all so talented.
Totally agree.
I don't know. I mean, most of them.
There were a few.
We can talk about those after.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just have to say that every single act stepped up their game, and I thought it was incredible. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go straight through the list, because all of these guys, they were just bringing it. Let's go ahead and start off with Junior News System. I have to say that they really did step it up a little bit. At first, I was a little concerned because you actually pointed this out that they didn't have on their heels in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. But what did you think, Justine?
No, I thought they were really good. I think the heels is what separates them, because without that, they're just like a really great dance team. Mm-hmm. And like they have what? There's dance shows out there already, and there's
absolutely
so many dancers that definitely separates them. So they definitely got to keep wearing the heels, even though it's weird, and it's really like it's very weird, I'm not gonna lie, but I think they need that if that's their brand.
I was talking to you, Sean, when we were watching it, and Sean, you said it was original, and I had to clock you for
he
a second.
He caught me on this.
I want to let's go to this Britain's Got Talent clip. There was a guy named Giannis Marshall, and he was with two of his co-dancers, and they did everything in heels a few years ago. So let's take that out.
So they're not original.
Yeah, not original.
Yeah.
See, you're the only one that caught that. Nobody else has seemed to say anything about it.
Yeah,
though.
But and then Simon saw this already too, which is like more baffling to me. Like, you saw this and you're not going to even clock anything else. My thing is that he went viral. He performs a millennium a lot.
Right.
He's the main guy in the middle. His name's Giannis Marshall. Yeah.
He does have a couple of classes that he teaches.
I thought they were a group. I didn't know it was just him.
Well, it's him and then two other guys for the show. But in particular, when he does do viral dancing on the internet, it's particularly just him.
Yeah. I've never taken Giannis's classes, but as far as the originality of this act, I'd say in comparison to the other groups that are on the show right now, as far as dancing goes, for that specific pool of dancers, they do seem original just compared to the other guys that are on the show. And just like I've said before, with different groups that come on there and just do a backflip or they're B-boys or something, and they expect that to get them ahead, that's okay. But with what they're bringing to America's Got Talent, I think that's where I wanted to stand up for them for just a little bit. But you are true in the fact that there are plenty of heels dancers out there. There are classes like that out all the time. But I think on this show in particular, the reason that they stand out is because they're actually bringing it to the show.
I guess my total problem with it is when you have a dance group and you're doing so well and you have everything's in sync and you're good to go, it's like, what is going to set you apart from anything else? Like, at the end of the day, you're kind of shooting for a Vegas residency.
Right.
So I need more theatrics. I need something else to go on. I need props. I need something like that. Because at the end of the day, this isn't World of Dance. This isn't like, you know, America's Next Best Dance Crew.
Right.
Yeah. Like, give me something else. And I didn't get that.
The one thing that I do think that they could improve on is their musicality, because in the beginning, before they got to the part, it's almost like when we were watching them, you could tell that they weren't feeling the music in the beginning as much as they were halfway through when they started, like, you know, getting sassy. But I do feel like...
And listen, it doesn't matter at all, but I'm so curious if they're straight, because I have never seen straight guys in heels. So I wasn't sure. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that it matters, but I feel like you don't see that with straight guys. So it would just be very different, because I don't know if I'm who was it again that we just saw?
Yes.
No, from Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, that was Yannis.
That was him, yeah. I don't know, like, what he is, but he definitely seems a little bit more flamboyant and stuff. So them, I didn't get that feel. They definitely kind of just seem like they threw on heels, and they're good dancers with heels. So it's like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that, I don't know. Like, I just said, like,
right?
I feel.
Right? You can't tell.
Yeah. And it's, they were good. They were good with the heels. But I wouldn't put them through if that was up to me.
Yeah. Let's
see. I think they're talented. I would put them through just because, let's give them I think they have so much potential that let's give them what's it called? Feedback, in the sense of, okay, do what you're doing, but step it up with this, get some more background stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think that if they gave them a little more feedback, which they probably do, mm-hmm. we only see this much.
Right.
They probably prep them and stuff, so. Hopefully that's what they bring next time.
All right, guys. So the next act that we had on here was Howard and Reagan. They were an acrobatic act, but we didn't get to see too much of them. It was just a quick little shot. And the one thing that Simon said was that she wasn't a very good actress, because the chemistry between those two just wasn't there. That's one where I wish we could have gotten to see a little bit more of the actress, so we could really see for ourselves, but...
Well, those, I automatically know that they're not going to make it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the biggest, cue. It's like, oh,
it's okay. Like, why do they do that? I guess time purposes, but it mm-hmm. literally just, I already knew from what they did that to, three people, maybe.
Yeah.
I knew they weren't going to, because if they're going to make it, why would they not show exactly. the full thing?
So let's go ahead and skip past them onto Carissa and Michael, us the duo.
They reminded me very much of, I don't know if you guys ever watched X Factor US, there was a duo called Alex and Sierra. Mm-hmm. They were a couple, they sang, they played instruments, and it just comes off very blasé to me.
Yeah.
This was, who was it again? So I'm still trying to get everyone's name.
Us the duo.
Oh, they're...
Carissa and Michael, the guy that was playing at the piano.
Yes. I'm still trying to get everyone's names, there's so many people. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think they're really great. This is the thing, and I always say this, you can't exclude singers. Like, it's just so hard for me because there's so many singing shows. Like,
correct. Yeah,
The
true.
X Factor, American Idol, and America's Got Talent. Like, we have singers here, but we also have acrobatics, and we have things that are so different. Like, I don't know, just singing to me is not, I don't ever root for them, because I always have an act that I like better because it's America's Got Talent.
And what
not
we were
singing.
And what we were talking about last week is that so many singers have made it on to be the finalists and actually win the show. Like, half of the winners from the show's history have been singers.
Why do you think it is?
What I really think it is I think it all boils down to emotion. It also boils down to getting into a niche. So if you like a magician, is 80% of Americans going to like magicians? Like, you're more prone to like a singer because that's what you listen to every day when you're in your car. You go on the radio or this or that. So you're used to the singing,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody's going to like a magician. People don't like comedy all the time. So be able to get the majority of the vote, I think that's kind of where it comes from. It's sad.
Yeah, and it's just having that mass appeal. That's how singers are able to do that so easily.
But there are a lot that, that didn't win. I forget what her name is that did the... puppets.
Darcy Lane.
Yeah. She, it's crazy because that's not something I would ever go see, but I thought she was great.
She was amazing. Like, the whole, that is what I'm saying. Like,
that's America's Got Talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what I think of. So the singing stuff is so hard. Like, I always wonder why not go try out for that, but maybe they did try out for X Factor and didn't make it. You know what I mean? It's just something I don't know how, you can't say no to singers, but it's just, I don't root for them personally.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless there's something that stand out to me, which I love all the singers that made it, but I don't know, America's Got Talent to me is more than singing, so.
Well, going more in your other realm, Kevin Blake the magician, mm-hmm. did you like that?
Oh, yeah.
With the ring
and the balloons?
The balloons?
So, yeah. I thought that was good, but it just wasn't that personally didn't wow me as much as the, what's his name, that had that doesn't talk.
The crow. Aaron Crow.
Yeah. I know he's not a magician, but for some reason I think it's because he's the way he does it is kind of like magic. Like, I don't know if he's really doing it, if it really
is
magic.
It's very skilled.
Yeah.
So accurate.
So he, yeah, to me, even though he's not considered a magician, he's kind of an act for
me.
Correct. So I don't know, like, he stands out to me more than, like, the magician. It just, I don't know, I wasn't really, I can't put my finger on it. Obviously, I'm not speaking correctly because I don't.
Well, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying because for me, when I see magicians, especially when I'm watching on TV, seeing a magician act isn't as impactful as actually
as if you're actually in the place. Yes, correct. What I also thought was weird that he did is that he took it was Heidi's or Mel B's ring, right?
Mel B's.
He took Mel B's ring and then he attached it to the balloons and let it go off into the air. Comes back into the studio and he had a present that was already in front of Simon. Simon unwraps the present. There's a box in it. But he wouldn't let Simon touch the box. If you pay attention, like he kept touching the box, and so it was weird to me. Slide like he was trying to like open the box, and like
that makes
if you're
sense.
A magician, like let the person do the work and you watch.
I did notice that. I mean, it happened so fast. Like when he did that, in my head, I was thinking, "Oh, like maybe he's not opening it right."
Correct.
That's why I thought he grabbed it. But that makes sense. I didn't even think of that.
So that was the moment, huh?
You never know. Never know. Everybody can go on YouTube and go and we'll rewatch.
Cool. Right.
So, like I said, it's not that he's not great, but to me, that act wasn't like wow. Like it was cool, but there's so many other more incredible things. So it's like.
So let's move on to Mochi, the Diablo artist. These are my favorite acts this season. I just love the acts, and it's got to be just the lights and the colors and
everything. Let me say, too, everyone is so talented. That's what I feel bad about. Like, they're not good, but it's not that they're not good. It's just this is so – everyone was so great that they're stepping it up. But like you were saying about him, you look like you're like, no. You look like you're like, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so tell me why, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Well, it's just so visually – it's visually captivating, and you know he could just be up there with a freaking yo-yo, but if he's spinning it with all these lights and stuff, the scene in the background is what really just kind of makes you want to pay attention to it.
So you'd go see him?
Yeah, okay. I would.
I just feel like it was the exact same thing as last time, to a T. Mm-hmm. Like, the colors were the same. You went to a black and white montage. You went to... It just didn't wow me. Like I said, like, I feel like when you set the bar the first audition, you're going to have to be able to prove yourself and do something again.
Right.
But if it's literally the exact same act with just a different color background, where's the added fun? Like, where's the added extra oomph? Like, if it was... I don't know, like, if it was another person that came on, if it was two people, if he was tossing it in between somebody else, like, adding just a little bit of extra, but it came off as the exact same as his audition, so that's why I was kind of, like, iffy about it.
They loved it,
That's got to be...
They loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's got to be why you didn't like the first act, too. Like,
When it comes down to it, I'm like, what is setting you apart from these other people who are coming in the judge thing? If somebody's going to up their game, you got to up yours, too. I mean, that's just how I look at it. Everybody's talented, just like you said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you got to up your game in order to get past. Mm-hmm. And I loved his audition. I think that what he does is true talent. I think it's something that not everybody can do. And I would go see a show, but there was just that extra oomph I needed.
I think that's the thing about... Yeah, like, I liked his act. I think it's kind of, like mirroring what you said. I think you don't want it to get repetitive. And with that, you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing, the background, like, it needs to – something always needs to be changing because there's so much going on that if there's not, like, a theme, like you said, it's just going to all look like lights all the time.
It's like if you were to have a singer come on and sing the same song every week but change the background music.
Yeah.
So they would sing with a piano one time, a guitar the next time, a backing track the other time. It's like you're doing the same act.
That makes
you're doing
sense.
The same routine.
That's a very good...
That makes sense.
I like that comparison.
That does.
You're making me think now. if you didn't like them... I mean, Team Ohio was representing today, man. We had Lily Walker from Ohio with the animal noises, man. What you think? What you think about that, Joseph?
The very first time that I was on this America's Got Talent after show, and I had the lovely chance of seeing Lily Walker get through, and I compared her to one of those animal machines you had as a child where you'd spin the thing.
Uh-huh.
You'd, like, pull the string, and it would be like... Cow!
Oh, moo! Right.
That's what she reminds me of. And I asked last time, I was like, I really want to see what she does this next round because that will end up giving it to them. Like, if she came on and did imitations of people, impersonations, like, I think that would have been good, but she just did more of the wildlife.
I was nothing about her screamed talent to me. This is the thing. She's a kid that can do cool noises. She could do cool things, but is she someone that goes and wins a show? No, she's one of those kids like, oh my God, that's so cool. Maybe go viral on the the internet
exactly
one time about it. But I wouldn't say she's going to win a competition. So
I agree.
Y'all just hating.
Did
y'all
you love her?
You know what? I'm going to bring up another great Ohioan, Pam and Oscar. Y'all got to love them. Y'all got to love them. They're from Ohio. I mean,
Pam and Oscar are...
The dog?
The dog singing.
Oh. No.
I mean, it was exactly as Mel B said. Like, it was torturing her ears, and it was torturing my ears. I was like, I do not want to hear a howling dog. Like, it's not 2 a.m. in the morning, and a car alarm went off. Like, please. Like,
I just don't get it. Like, and this I have to say it again, because I know people will probably freak out, like, thinking I'm being mean. But, like, I'm not. It's just, it's a competition show. We're here to be, like, the second judges over here. Like, not really, but you know what I'm saying. Like, this, we're judging what they're doing. And it's just, I don't know, like, these ones specifically didn't make it for me. That one, I don't get when people were all, like, about it. I was like, but the dog's not doing anything. She's howling. Like, no.
I mean, you should have saw it last week. I think the dog was more in tune last week.
No, not about it.
Okay, so I think we're going to have to move on.
Yeah, like, there's nothing really to say about that.
Okay, so we had somebody that was... I thought this guy was going to make it through. Daniel Emmett, the opera singer in Italian. I really enjoyed his performance. I thought it was great, but the judges, I guess they disagreed. And what do you guys think?
It was a beautiful performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is what I wish.
Mm-hmm. I need some subtitles. I feel like maybe
I need some English subtitles. I mean, that sounds really, really bad, but I want to know what he's singing about. Like, he had so much emotion in that performance, and I have no idea what he's singing about. Is he singing about a death, a lover? Like, and I would love that.
Connect to it if you don't know what they're singing about.
True. And, I mean, at the end of the day, his voice was beautiful, and I did think that he was going to get through, because I would listen to
great.
That.
Great technique.
I wanted to know what he was singing about. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it was an intro or something, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think, like I said, great voice. You kind of know how I feel about singers. Yeah. So, like... Great voice. There was obviously a lot of... I mean, I'm not, like, shocked he didn't make it through. I definitely... You know, I think for me it could have gone either way. Not, he's a great singer. He has a perfect deep tone I wrote down. He's powerful. It's almost effortless for him.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of Andrea Bocelli. You know Andrea Bocelli?
Yeah.
And I don't mean this... You know, there's some people out there that are like, he would never be Andrea Bocelli. I'm just saying he reminds me. Maybe it's, like, the tone, the way he's singing. And going back to what you said... I need to know what he's singing. Mm-hmm. And if he has an audience, he's, like, catering to the people that know what he's saying, which is not the majority,
exactly.
You know?
So here's some singers. Now, I know these guys caught your attention. The Voices of Hope Children's Choir. I'm going to let you start off with this because...
You start off. You go, girl. Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
All right. So when I... Because I saw them last week, and they were... They were good, and I remember everything was good, right? But for some reason, I think it was their song choice too, because they had like perfect harmony for 70 people. Like some people that are like have five singers can't even do it. 70 people, perfect harmonizing. There's a little boy crying. Just thought I'd throw that in there, cute. Like a good shot of that. They gave me like. Actual chills. I felt emotional, and I'm not like that. Like, I don't get emotional over performances or acts. I don't know. Maybe I'm cold, but no, I'm kidding. I don't know. I just don't. They gave him the standing ovation, the golden buzzer. Like, everything that happened there made sense for me. The only thing I think they need to do, should I say it?
Do it.
They need costumes. They need to, like, change it up. I don't know if that's their... I don't know if maybe their whole theme is to be kids, but, like... If they're going to be an act, I think they need to, I think, something more than a voice, just because, again, it's a competition show.
I think they're on that path a little bit tonight, because I noticed they were a little bit color coordinated. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the, I forget the colors, I think it was orange, blue, red, and maybe green. But the week before, I think they were all just dressed in regular clothes, weren't they?
I think.
Maybe.
But think about it. Would you go to Vegas, like, it would just make a difference to me with... If they have backgrounds if they have, if something happens. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd go see them. I love listening to them. They're incredible.
Right.
But I don't know unless something else. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't picture them in Vegas. I picture them, I mean, I'm thinking of High School Musical because, you know.
Oh, kids, I wasn't even thinking High School Musical. I'm thinking Kids Bop. Like, I do not
want to. You don't like them?
Oh.
What? I love them.
Their voices were beautiful. This is gonna be a debate. Their voices were great. I hate the voices of children singers. Because
what?
Children singers have this particular voice. You cannot listen to one child singer and put it next to another child singer and be able to tell who it is. All children sound the same when they sing.
I agree, though. This is the thing. I 1,000% agree, and that's how I felt last week. This week, they changed it for me. I don't know why. Hopefully, they can continue it. I think it was the choice of the song. The song
gave
emotion.
Yeah, they even said they were more familiar with that song.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. I don't like, I'm not a choir listening to kids mm-hmm. sing. But to me, I don't know. The way the 70 of them, I don't know. To me, I didn't feel like it was very childlike. That's just me. I don't know about you. I mm-hmm. did not feel like I was watching kids like I did the week before. It felt very different to me.
I really picture them doing something theatrical. Like, I just can't pinpoint it. All I can think of is High School Musical right now. I don't know. That's all it makes me think of. And it's like, I feel like they could do some sort of theatrical act on stage touring. Like, I feel like there's mm-hmm. something out there that they could either do with that or in a movie.
Because there's no Broadway, like, what would you do? Yeah, exactly. Like,
or maybe a TV series.
I was always thinking that, like, they're another one. Like, I love them. They are so great, but what...
What can you do?
Are they going to do? Like, where would you go see them? And I keep saying Vegas because I always thought that they got a... the winner would get...
It's like a residency in Vegas.
Yeah. So say that they won, would people go see them?
I mean, it's a good point. It's a very good point. And that,
Vegas is not the environment for them.
I just... really, though? Come on.
It's true.
Come on. Like, it's... I can't. But I really do like them. I think... Let's see next time because it may have just been the song. Yeah. And it may just be the way that they did it. Let's just see if they can bring that feeling again. But so you guys didn't like feel anything during that? I really did. And
I enjoyed it.
I felt like turning the station. But...
Oh, no.
What?
How could you?
I'm shocked. Jeez. I think they're great. And
my gosh.
But I'm like real in the sense of let's see if they can do more. But,
exactly.
You know. But they were my favorite of the night. I'm not going to say, like, ever. But I really like them. I don't know why.
Okay, let's... Well, we already talked about Aaron Crow a little bit. And...
This, to me, had me on the edge of my seat. We talked about it a little bit, but in all honesty, I thought... I do not like archery. Mm-hmm. I do not like seeing, like, things that I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the way that he did this whole thing... He had the bow and arrow. He had Heidi take off her ring, put it in the apple, and then end up putting it on Kent's head and that just spinning around.
It was Heidi's head. Heidi. Kim.
Kim was holding
yeah,
it. Yeah.
He was holding it.
He was holding the thing. Yeah.
And then it was on Heidi's.
But that was everything to me. Yeah. I was just like, wow. I was like, if you can do this, I want to know what else you can do.
I like his whole not talking act. Because he's the guy, like, I forget his name because he's the guy that doesn't talk. Mm-hmm. But it adds, like, what's
An
that
aura.
Called? Suspense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's definitely part of his act. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. the reason why I always kind of thought of him a little bit as a magician was I was like, is he really doing that? Like, I don't know if he's really doing that or if it's like an illusion.
Or it's an illusion.
The way he does it with like the, when I saw the laser, like, is it an illusion? Or is he really doing it? Like, I genuinely don't know.
It's a really, really good point.
It's that perfect. Like, I don't know. That's why the magician thing always comes out to me, but I don't know.
What
I think
hypothetically speaking, that arrow was magnetized by Heidi's ring and ended up going,
can you imagine?
I didn't think that deep into it, but
can you imagine?
That's interesting to think about. Whoa. I mean, hey, YouTubers, write down your theories on this act. Like, how do you think he did it? Was it just 100% accuracy, or was Joseph right?
Was it an illusion? Ta-da-da!
And also, guys, for all of you out there watching, as always, we love your comments. So make sure to comment, like, comment, subscribe, share this, whether you're on YouTube or you're listening on iTunes. We really appreciate you guys being out there, and we're going to keep moving here. So the next act that we had was Carmen Lynch, the comedian.
Nope.
Nope. Next.
The fact that they were all laughing, I was genuinely confused because I didn't even crack a smile. That sounds so mean, but I mean, think about it. Comedians, it's like a certain taste. There's people that love certain comedians. Exactly. Some comedians are too dirty. Some are just too this, too that. To me, I just really didn't find anything funny. And then they were like standing up, laughing, clapping. I was like, did I miss something?
They were really into it. They were
really
into it.
Did I miss something? Like,
yeah.
Did you? What did you guys think?
I mean, I was smiling a little bit, but I get what you're saying. I didn't really feel like I was watching South Park.
I would just love for myself, maybe it's me, I think in the same vein as this, but I would love for myself to watch a comedy special and be beat red. I've never watched a comedy special and been like slapping my thigh and laughing, crying. Yeah. Never.
Do you know who does though? Actually, I have two people, David Spade and, oh my God, I just started getting into him and he's been around so long and everyone's going to hate me for it. God, I can't remember his name now. He's like one of the biggest comedians.
And Dave Chappelle for me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, there we go. All right,
Dave
great.
Chappelle. The only reason is because I'm new to Dave Chappelle. I know he's been around, mm-hmm. but I'm new because I just saw his Netflix thing. So I was
Girl,
like,
where you
he
been?
He is so funny. Dude, yeah, I really like him.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have a comedian that you really? No. Nobody?
What do you guys have? Comment if there's any comedians you like because I always like to check out new comedians.
Yes.
And it's clearly not this Carmen girl.
No, not Carmen at all.
Keep hustling, Karma. Or Carmen. Man, last week I messed up your name, and now I just messed up Carmen's name.
It's okay. We can all mess up names every once in a while. I think we're all allowed
How
to.
How many other people were on this?
Christina Wells. She sang that Greatest Showman song.
Again, you know how I feel about singers, but I think I love her voice, love her personality. I love that she's promoting, especially this day and age, body positivity, self-love is so, so in. You know, she...
Standing ovation.
Yep, standing ovation. She was a nurse. Now she's, a singer. And what did he say?
He said, you are no longer a nurse, you are a singer.
Yep, found
I
that.
I like that a lot.
And she started crying, and I love her. Like I said, singers, we know how I feel about that. But I think it's well deserved. I think she's a great voice too.
Yeah. Agreed.
Outstanding. Ooh, my favorite, Patches.
He's good. Okay, he's a good kid rapper.
I believe in you, Patches. You keep hustling.
Would you go see him? This is what I always think. Would you go see him at a solo act in Vegas? Like, okay, he's the cute kid that like doesn't look like he
rap. I would be in the front row. I'd be like, hey.
No.
I feel like he can write well. Mm-hmm. Like his lyrics were great. Everything rhymed well. Like I can tell that, you know, he took time in that. But he comes off as a kid trying to rap, not a kid rapper. And shout out to Michelle Fitzgerald, who had me dying with her comment last week on YouTube.
Yeah,
who said that if Flage, the female rapper that is 14 years old, she would eat him alive.
She right, though.
Like,
I don't even know who that is.
She was on the first episode.
You're right, girl. I can't even
I wasn't even on that yet. Yeah, well, I just, you know. I don't know. I'm just, I'm looking at some of the stuff I wrote. I did like that he said he wanted to be verified on Instagram. I think that was funny. But besides that, he said he first started rapping at a sailing camp, and that kind of puts the whole aura for me of him being this like geeky kid with like this little suit and tie, and then just starts rapping. I think the shock factor is what made him go through
correct,
the first time.
Correct.
But now it's just like it's old, and yeah, he's talented, but there's nothing special. Like I think there was better people.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, guys. Well, we're gonna move on to the next. We got
one more, right?
Just a couple. Andrew Johnston. Let's see.
No, Selena and Filiberto, the older dancing couple. Do you like them?
Funny, but I don't see talent in it. I just think it was funny. It was,
exactly.
Okay, that's so funny. Oh, another viral video, and then that's it.
Exactly.
100 Shades of Grey.
The Taser guys, how did we feel about them? Jumping on the trampoline of Tasers?
Dang.
And Mousetrap?
It just seems like it's painful.
Another viral thing
because, okay, you have to think too, how many times are you going to watch something? That was cool to watch them get tased once. Now what? just like the Selena and Filiberto, I don't know if I'm saying it right, like them, like that's cool. I'll see them do it a couple times, but I wouldn't go pay to see them.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so.
Duo Trapeze.
The finale.
Mary and Tice.
I think they are incredible. The fact that he can't see great, and she has something wrong with her foot. I don't know.
She fell and she shattered it.
I mean, besides that, the connection they have, which is great, I just think that is so hard. The way they do that, like, but that kind of act scares me. Like, I'm anxious like this the whole time. Like, it's almost hard for me to enjoy it.
I'm the same way. And I don't like acrobatic acts. Like, I don't like them. But first, I was so in it. Like, I was just watching the whole time. And it's, like you said, it's their chemistry. It's, like, what they have going on. And they are so in sync with each other's bodies. Mm-hmm. It's, like, that's why he's, you know, he can't really see her. And he is blind, legally blind in one eye. But their connection is so solid. And, I mean, when she fell...
Oh man, and they cut to that commercial.
They cut it. I thought it was going to be like she did like a flip.
That would have been.
I thought that's like, oh, like it was on purpose. Then I found out, oh no, it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
what do you think about that?
I was really concerned. Like the whole time, my heart was beating faster as I was just watching this act. And like you said, it was a little uncomfortable to watch because they were taking so many risks. And then when she actually fell, when he put that blindfold on, it was amazing that as soon as they were done, that they said, could they try that part again? Mm-hmm. They are so committed to getting this.
As their mom and their sons in the audience, I'm like, the mom is like, you could tell she was kind of during her interview started to tear up a little bit because like you could tell she's genuinely like
she's concerned.
Right.
She's scared.
Well, thank God the fire wasn't like they had a mat. It wasn't just like fire underneath them.
Not been good.
You know what I always want to know? This is not, you know, singers, there's not really much liability, but for actual acts and performances, like, how do more accidents not happen on that show? And they have to have so much liability or so people.
I bet that a lot of that stuff is like pre-approved. Like, if they have something that it has probably like a 1 in 2 shot, you're going to get your head chopped off. It's probably like, nope, you can't do that. Let's try something else.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And they probably have a lot to sign, you know, because if something happens, you know, that like that show could get sued so much. So.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's crazy.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to move on to six. We're going to move on to our six that we chose.
Okay.
And then we're going to compare that to the judges. And
I wrote down not who I chose. I wrote down who I didn't want. Yeah. And I don't know why. I was just writing, like, who I was Xing out, and then it turned into, I did pretty good.
Yeah, the interesting thing for you is I remember when the judges were picking, you basically had the same choices, right?
I did.
Wasn't it identical?
I wrote it down, that wasn't even included, but yeah, it was, I think it was literally, it was the girl with the dog, can't remember her name, these people
Pam and Oscar.
I don't remember their names, because, like, to me, they're not memorable. The girl that does the animal noises.
Lily.
Yep, I love you guys. Selena and Filberto. Uh-huh. The comedian Carmen.
Right.
And then I wrote down Guy. And I did not know who his name is.
You were referring to the man who was singing. But that's all I remember.
That's all I know.
Out of the ones that I saw, I was rooting for Junior News System, Us the Duo. Mochi, the Diablo artist, Voices of Hope Children's Choir, Aaron Crow, and you know what? I put 7 because I circled Christina and then Duo Trapeze.
Yeah.
Wow. So I can't even count.
What about you?
Everybody was the same. They got picked, except for I did have Kevin Blake, the magician guy, as opposed to having Us the Duo on there.
So... I don't want to spend too much time on this. So real quick, if you had to pick, who would be your favorite out of those choices?
Favorite out of the top six?
Yeah.
Clearly, I would have to go... Right? Oh, top 7. Yes, correct. Okay. I would have to go with Mary and Tice. That's mine, the acrobatic duo. Mary that was mine.
I would say the same... like I said, I love the Voices of Hope tonight. They actually made me feel emotion, but all together... No, I agree with you, actually, because we know how you feel about singers, and I love Christina, but, I would agree with you, actually. The Archer guy's cool, too. It's just let's see what more he has.
Exactly.
I feel that you guys are on the nose with this. I'm not even going to fight it. I think that they were the best. Amazingly, just even with that mistake, they were so skilled and taking so much risk. Let's go ahead and get to some news and some fan shout-outs here. Joseph, I know you've got a couple.
Just very, very quick news. We have the lovely Tyra Banks, the host of America's Got Talent, and she is actually going to be starring in Life Size 2. They just started filming this week. If you remember, Life Size was a Disney movie. I think it was one of those Sunday night movies that they used to have, and it was her and Lindsay Lohan.
Little gossip, I interviewed Tyra Banks at the Celebrity Apprentice last year, and then she gave me a little insight about Life Size. So I've known about it for a while, but I can't believe it's taken this long to film.
Yeah, and it's going to be coming out around Christmas time, so that's your little Tyra news.
Outstanding.
Let us know if anybody knows why Lindsay Lohan is not in it, because I just want to know. That's all I want to know. That's why she's not in it.
Alrighty, guys.
That's all I care about right now.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining us here. You can always catch us on Instagram, Twitter. My Instagram is at Sean Paul Payton.
And you can follow me. I do makeup, also celebrity interviews at Let's Face It with Justine.
And you can follow me on everything at Joseph A. Shepherd. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye. See you next time.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.